Welcome to the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Hey everyone, my name is Elizabeth McClatchy, and I'm going to be your host today for the first ever Marriott Student Review podcast. All of us here at MSR are so excited for this podcast because it isn't just for business students. For some of you, maybe a business podcast isn't your top listing priority, but that is totally okay because our goal here is to show you that business is a lot more interesting than you think. It's something that applies to you. It affects you in every aspect of your life. Today's podcast is especially applicable because it's based on the article, The Perks of Being a Young Professional, which is written by Elizabeth Anderson in the second issue of the Marriott Student Review. This has been a really interesting topic for us because it seems like in the past there has been this stigma associated with being a young professional, with having an entry-level job in the workplace. You kind of imagine that new college grad in the corner taking calls because no one else wants to do that job. And they're the new guy. They don't have that developed professional skill set yet. But thankfully, we've been seeing a change in this culture in the last few years. A lot of employers are realizing that new graduates, these young professionals, they have a different skill set to offer. They have this excitement, this willingness to learn. They have an understanding of social media and other things that are really useful in the workplace. And essentially, if you are ready to work and you're willing to learn, there's a place for you that doesn't involve just answering phone calls. Today, we have the opportunity to hear a little bit from one of the most successful professionals that we've had the opportunity of meeting here at MSR. He did not graduate high school. He went straight into BYU when he was 15 years old and majored in both international relations and business strategy. While he was an undergrad, he interned at Coldwell Real Estate, which is a national real estate company. And when he graduated, accepted a full-time offer with them. And within just a year or two, became the chief of staff. We'd like to welcome to the show, Adam Long. Adam, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. That was a really impressive bio, really amazing. And obviously you've done a lot up to this point, but from your experience, what would you say are the greatest perks of being a young professional?
We have this bubble evolving in the economy right now, and I'd say this bubble is perks. Previously, it was like financing and real estate. This time, it's perks, where all the companies are just jumping over themselves to add more perks onto the job and create like a cooler culture and a better workplace. Originally, it was just like the tech firms in Silicon Valley. Myself working in commercial real estate, I see it every day as doesn't matter what industry you're in, every company now realizes we've got to do really cool things for our employees and we need to build a really cool collaborative workplace and throw a food truck in the middle of our office space. It's just fun to go to work now.
I think it's safe to say that every 20-something-year-old really loves food trucks and not being bored at work, so that is really good news. And in some earlier conversations, you and I talked a bit about the people who have really impacted your life. You talked about people from professors that you had in the strategy and IR departments to people like John Huntsman and Mitt Romney and other well-known people. So, of course, networking has to play a part in anyone's career. But with how quickly you've climbed the ladder, how quickly you've gotten to this point, it has to play a really big part in yours. So are there any secrets for networking that you'd be willing to share with us?
I feel so uncomfortable doing it. Like when I go out to like networking events, especially when I was at BYU, it just felt so like wrong. Like I'd go walk up to people and it's like, why am I talking to you? I'm talking to you because I want something from you. And so now it just feels really weird. And it's something I've had to learn to get over. And as I've done it so much, as I spend time with Lou and I'm in a lot of opportunities to build relationships, I think that was probably the biggest key. When I switched from thinking about it as networking to building relationships that have value. And something that was just, to be honest, helpful for me, especially once I was no longer a student, was being able to say, I have something that I'm bringing to the table and I'm going to try to find a way that I can help them. And then, you know, great, if later on I now have this relationship and I can use that relationship to build mutual value. And so I think that's probably the biggest secret I've found to networking is always go looking for how can I bring value to this person, not how can this person bring value to me.
Those are some really good points to bring up, because I think you're so right. A lot of the time we think of networking as just talking to people, getting their business cards, and then asking for things. But it really is about building these relationships. And I loved what you said about making sure that you're bringing value to that relationship. And of course, from what you've done, the things that you've learned in your experience, you have a lot of things that you can bring to the table. But for a lot of college students, that isn't quite the case, because we haven't had lots of experience in the workplace, in whatever field we want to go into. So it's really difficult to feel like we can bring that value. So what would you say to college students who need help knowing how they can kind of leverage the experience that they do have and how they can really bring value to those relationships?
The biggest thing that I've caught is the people that helped me, and for most every, you know, successful business person out there, like, we recognize how much help we got through our BYU careers and our times, you know, at college, and we want to give back. We want to sponsor someone, you know, is one way to say it. And the biggest key is we're looking for that person who's going to take the advice, take the help and the connections, the relationships we bring to the table, and make something of it. What we don't like is when, you know, you're using up our time, which can end up being really valuable, and they're just going to kind of throw it by the wayside and say, yeah, well, that was one of my 10 that I'm checking off my list. If you're somebody who can come to the table and say, hey, you know, I'm someone who's going to make the most out of everything you give me, and I really want to do this, and here's the path that I want to take, and I need your help for this, that's the value add that you bring to the table as a college student. When you can show, hey, I'm a high power, you know, lots of talent individual, and I'm the person that you want to put your time into, that brings value to us, because that's then someone that we can feel like, hey, I'm helping them and I'm going to make a difference through them.
We've talked a lot about networking, and obviously you've been in contact with some really incredible people who have kind of guided you along the way and essentially been mentors for you. But when you were a student at BYU, who was it that most inspired you and really helped you to get to this point in your life?
That's a really tough question. I'd probably stick it on the person I work with right now, Lou Kramer. It amazed me when you'd go to anywhere, literally anywhere. I'm talking parking garages, parties in New York, and you walk in, and he knew everybody. And he'd walk up to them, and he knew their grandma and their sister, and that somebody just had a baby, and it didn't matter if you were the person who's the attendant at the parking garage or you were the Secretary of State. Lou just knew. And I'd ask Lou, because it is just a crazy anomaly with him that he has this amazing brain to be able to store all this. I was like, how do you do this? Why do you do this? And he sat me down and he told me, hey, so when I was working in the White House, just, you know, starting off before I made it to the secretary level, and I went out to dinner with one of my colleagues who at the time was, rising up in the military, and his name was Colin Powell. And we went to a quote-unquote cocktail party networking event, and we went around, and he got business cards, right? Because that's what you do at these things. And you got 30, 40, 50 business cards. And they went back, and that's where Lou had met him, and he got Lou's business card. And he got this personal handwritten note from him the next day. You know, hey, you know, I'm Colin Powell. It was so great to meet you. So great to learn about, you know, your family back in Utah. You will have to connect sometime. Handwritten note, and he had it there. And so later on, they became friends, and Lou asked him, he's like, why do you do that? He's like, well, when they know that you're willing to take the time to handwrite a note and actually remember something about their lives, that's the trigger that you're more than just somebody who's wanting to leech off of them. And Lou said, for the next 40 years of my career, that's what I've done. And I've watched it. Lou has these giant boxes of business cards, and he does handwritten notes every time he comes back, regardless of who the person is. Because you never know later on what that person's going to become. So don't just think, I'm just going to go target the CEOs and the people who look like they're important in the room. Like, actually care about people. And when I was able to see networking in that light, that's what really changed it for me. And I was like, you know, okay, I want to do that.
Yeah, and I love what you said, especially, you know, about not just targeting the CEOs, about talking to all different types of people, because everyone has to start somewhere, and you're totally right. You never know where they're going. And I'm thinking, even in a college sense, you could go to your accounting class, and there could be someone there who's the next CEO of Google, or in biology, the next world-renowned heart surgeon. You really have no idea. So this applies to every phase of life. It's not just for when you have a professional job. But we kind of want to take another turn right here. So Adam, you are the chief of staff at a pretty big national real estate company. So that's got to be really demanding of your time and your energy. How is it that you keep your work life and your personal life in balance?
I think the biggest key, who I am is not the success that I'm having. Who I am is the goofball that likes to go do weird things. It's good to be successful. It's great to build your career, but you don't need to set your whole identity on that. And so do what you need to do to get stuff done and then stop. I've noticed people who feel like the need for their identity is like they have to be at work until 2 a.m. every day. And even when they don't have a bunch of stuff to do to need to get done, they'll find the stuff that they could possibly do to get done to be able to do that, because that's like what makes them feel important. Don't get caught in that trap. Do what needs to get done and then leave.
Do what you need to do and then leave. That is some perfect advice. And kind of as we're wrapping up here, we'd love to hear a little bit about how kind of the process of how you got up to the chief of staff at Coldwell. You shared a little bit of the story before the show earlier today. And I think it's safe to say that you're not afraid to speak your mind, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's like the abbreviated story of really how I got promoted to my current position was I got let in on a board meeting with all the ownership and the top executives of the company. And it was an intense board meeting. Like, there were some crazy things going down and some power plays happening and people moving around. And me being the little analyst intern ended up like getting in a fight in the board meeting and very much speaking my mind to who ended up being the president of the company. And, you know, probably not the best way to like establish yourself in the career, but it was the owner of the company sitting in that board meeting, pulled me aside the next day. He was like, you know what? If that's the attitude you take, you need to be my right-hand guy. And that's kind of started the downhill slope to where I ended up today. But just speak your mind and don't be afraid to do it.
I mean, it's really interesting because you originally didn't even see yourself in real estate. This wasn't really in your plan. But because there were all these little opportunities, you've become the chief of staff when you're 25, and that's really incredible. I mean, you really just never know where these opportunities are going to take you.
Correct. Like, that's if you're wanting to take something away from my experience, I'd say is whenever you see an opportunity, jump on it and grab it and do it, and do it as good as you can. Mm-hmm. That would probably be the biggest thing, is don't do a bunch of things and do them poorly. Try to take as many opportunities as you can, but only take as many as you can do really well.
I think that is the perfect way to end today. Thank you so much for all of that great advice that you gave us. It's been so good to have you on the show. After that interview with Adam, we hope you're all inspired to go out and take those opportunities, to get excited about your future career. There's so much out there. There's so many opportunities that a lot of the time we don't even realize exist. I mean, thinking about Adam's story, when he was in college, he did not see himself as the chief of staff at Coldwell when he was 25. But it happened. He made it. He did it because he was ready for those opportunities that came along the way. And, you know, there's a really good chance that the incredible things that you're going to do, they haven't even crossed your mind yet. And while you're making your way towards your dream job or anything else that you're aspiring to in life, don't forget to build relationships. I mean, we hear people say all the time, it's all about who you know. And to an extent, that's true. I mean, people are what make things happen. If you have some really incredible people on your team, people who maybe have skills that you don't have, when you work together, it's going to make incredible things happen. So from everything that we've heard on the show today, the bottom line is just go for it. Whether it's in networking and getting to know people or developing skills or taking opportunities, don't create mental limitations. Know that you can do it and go for it. And eventually you're going to get there. This is Elizabeth signing off.